Here we go with Outside the Box, Recognizing the Unrecognized. Today's topic is More Women of the Year. In a previous Outside the Box, I talked about Time Magazine's 100 Women of the Year choices from 1920 to 2019, making up for Time choosing only a Man of the Year until 1999. Some of these women I had not heard of, so I listed several from the 1920s to the 1950s. Here are more from the 1960s to 2019. Barbara Giddings was Time's pick in 1964. Giddings was the editor of The Ladder, the publication of the Daughters of Bilitis, the first organization promoting the rights of lesbians. Giddings was also instrumental in ending the classification of LGBTQIA individuals as mentally ill and encouraging libraries to carry gay-positive literature. How could anyone forget Marsha P. Johnson, a powerful drag queen honored for 1969, the year of the Stonewall actions in New York City? I've heard the name, but not anything more. Saint Marsha cared about much more than just sexual orientation, connecting issues like HIV, homelessness, mental illness, skin color, class issues, and political and social change. Another woman known for risk-taking and courage was Judith Heumann, spelled H-E-U-M-A-N-N, who made a big splash for people with disabilities starting in 1977. Heumann used a wheelchair because of polio, but was able, after a legal struggle, to teach school in New York City. Heumann also founded a disability rights group and risked arrest numerous times to promote rights for those with disabilities. Tu Youyou was the choice in 1979, followed by Anna Walentowicz in 1980. Nawal el-Sadawi in 1981, and Françoise Barré-Sanoussi in 1983. All were well-known in their country, but not worldwide. Tu, who recovered from tuberculosis as a teen, was an infectious disease researcher who developed a natural cure for malaria. Walentowicz, a crane operator and welder, was a founder of the Solidarity Labor Union movement in Poland. Sadawi, an Egyptian psychiatrist and author, promoted feminism even while imprisoned for her political views. And Barré-Sanoussi was also a health researcher who discovered the contents of the HIV virus and continued the search for a cure. Sadako Ogata, the 1995 choice, was the first woman to head the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, serving throughout the 1990s. Ogata expanded the role of the position and agency to include many more victims of human-made events, as well as natural disasters. The UNHCR now serves both those fleeing their own country and those internally displaced. One last Woman of the Year I had never heard of was Tawakkol Karman, a Yemeni living in Egypt, the choice for 2011. Karman was an anti-corruption organizer for several years before the 2011 Arab Spring. Described by some as the mother of the revolution, Karman led a months-long sit-in during Egypt's revolution. Karman shared the Nobel Peace Prize in 2011 for promoting women's rights. Time now offers a list of great women each year. One in 2023 was Aisha Sadiqa, a 24-year-old Pakistani poet advocating for human rights and climate change prevention. Sadiqa is also a founder of Polluters Out, an international youth anti-pollution group, and Fossil Free University, which trains youth climate activists. Of course, Time magazine has no lock on identifying powerful women in history, but its list is impressive. Here are a few others that Time also notes, not as a woman of the year, but as someone who should be recognized much more for their accomplishments. Physician Jane Cook Wright, bank owner Maggie Lena Walker, native rights supporter Laura Cornelius Kellogg, birth options advocate Mary Ware Dennett, and journalist Claudia Jones. I suppose I could have saved this list for International Women's Day on March 8th or Women's History Month in March, but why do the predictable when the unexpected is just as easy? I also plan to talk about unsung blacks during March instead of Black History Month in February. What women do you know of that have been forgotten by history or their accomplishments downplayed? I'm Larry Danziger, appreciating the many great but lesser-known women in history.